All right, everybody. Today is a day that the House finally votes to release the Epstein files. Last week, we saw the discharge petition reach 218 votes after four Republicans signed on. The discharge petition essentially just forces a vote on the House floor. It is highly, highly likely to pass due to the two-thirds majority being filled by all Democrats and about 100 Republicans who are willing to sign over and vote to release the Epstein files. When Donald Trump and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson realized they could not halt this momentum, they decided to switch their positions and jump on board to the people who actually want to release the files. After day in and day out, literally 24 to 48 hours ago, Donald Trump saying we should not release the files, he switched. Now, he all of a sudden wants to release the files, which is interesting because this entire saga is reaching a culmination where Mark Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein's brother, is now doing interviews about the famous Bubba email, the Bubba rumor. There are thousands, tens of thousands of emails between Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Michael Wolff, and Mark Epstein. Mark Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein in one email were talking about Trump, and they say that Putin might potentially have a photo of Trump blowing Bubba. Now, some people think this means Trump was blowing Bill Clinton. Mark Epstein, who was in the email chain, clarifies that's not what it meant. It's not Bill Clinton. He never says Trump wasn't blowing anybody. He just says it wasn't Bill Clinton. Now, I personally think they were being kind of tongue-in-cheek. But then Mark Epstein, no pun intended, they were being tongue-in-cheek. Mark Epstein then continues to say he heard information that the Trump DOJ is trying to hide and cover up the actual information. And honestly, every single time you hear Donald Trump talk about this, you begin to wonder, what is he hiding? He snapped at a reporter on Air Force One the other day, and my apologies for missing this, but he said, "quiet piggy" to a female reporter. Now, I honestly thought he was yelling at a reporter named Peggy. Like, I listened to this clip and I was like, wow, that's deranged. He's yelling quiet to a reporter named Peggy. Never in my wildest dreams did I think Trump was yelling quiet piggy to a reporter, but I guess that's the level of derangedness that we're at, especially surrounding the Epstein files. Listen to this clip.
Quiet, quiet,
quiet,
quiet,
piggy.
Okay. Mr. President, I want to
check
Jeffrey Epstein's
phone
being
recorded.
Okay.
There are more photos of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein hanging out than there are of Donald Trump and his own daughter, Tiffany Trump.
Find out what did he know with respect to Bill Clinton, with respect to the head of Harvard, with respect to all of those people that he knew, including J.P. Morgan Chase.
Sir, yeah, is
Jennifer,
there something
ahead,
incriminating in the file, sir?
Quiet, piggy.
Well, after this exchange, Trump has since reversed his stance on releasing the Epstein files. We need to hold conservatives accountable for this in the marketplace of ideas because they will constantly say that Donald Trump is a man of his word. He fills his promises. He doesn't switch on issues. He legitimately just did a 24-hour flip-flop on the Epstein files. He's done flip-flops on the Russia-Ukraine war like seven times now, where he's pro-Zelensky, then he's pro-Putin. Then all of a sudden, he understands Zelensky again, then he's pro-Putin again. Over and over again, he's backtracked on his tariff policies. He just did it again this week. He legitimately backtracked on his tariff policies. Let's listen to what Mark Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein's brother, had to say on the phone about the Bubba rumor, about the emails. This happened on friend of the show, Chris Cuomo's show, the other day, which is
Mark, just, you know, easy suggestion. This back and forth with Jeffrey, where he tells you that Bannon is with him, and you say, oh, great, ask him if Putin still has photos of Donnie T, I'm assuming President Trump, blowing, which we all know what that means, Bubba.
Let me stop you here. I'm not discussing that email. This is a private email between Jeffrey and myself. The two brothers talking.
And really quickly, whether you own a business or you're about to start a business, you'll find that online marketing and building a website and getting your name out there is truly one of the hardest things to do. That's why I truly recommend Shopify as an e-commerce platform. There was a while where I was the designer, the researcher, the editor, the accountant. I was doing everything for my business at once, but Shopify helped me consolidate that, and it's been a game changer. It's the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, from household names to brands just getting started. Even creators like me rely on it every single day. So you can accelerate your business, your content creation. You can execute on your ideas by using Shopify, which makes it feel like you've got a whole marketing team behind you to create email campaigns, social media campaigns, design things, run your accountant. Best of all, Shopify is just a built-in e-commerce expert. They can help with everything from inventory to international shipping to processing returns. If you want to turn your business idea into a reality, check out shopify.com/Mockler for $1 per month trial. A $1 per month.
This is a private email between Jeffrey and myself. It's two brothers talking. It's nobody's business what we wrote. The only thing I responded to is because people got crazy with the Bubba reference and they tried to pin it on Clinton. So I made a public statement that it was not any reference to Bill Clinton. I like Bill Clinton and I'm sorry for him that he had to go through that. But the email had nothing to do with Clinton. And that's my last word on that email. What I do want to talk about is I've been recently told the reason they're going to be releasing these things and the reason for the flip is that they're sanitizing these files. There's a facility in Winchester, Virginia, where they're scrubbing the files to take Republican names out of it. That's what I was told by a pretty good source. And my main focus...
Look, do you believe that? Do you believe... Hold on, Mark, hold on a second. Two things. One...
Well, I believe that,
if you don't want to talk about
it...
Obviously you believe it. You just said it, but... All right, but Mark, hold on a second. Let me ask you a question.
Jeffrey did not commit suicide. That's my focus. I don't care about the files. Jeffrey's dead. There's no, so I don't care of the implications of the files. That's the other people's problems. My brother did not commit suicide, and we're finding more information to prove that he didn't commit suicide. So the question becomes, who killed him? Well, who had him killed?
That was Jeffrey Epstein's brother, Mark Epstein, on live TV. Mark Epstein has been sounding the alarm on the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself thing for years, but the new information that he dropped in that interview that I really want to touch on is when he's talking about the Department of Justice scrubbing the new files, and that's why Trump is so okay with doing a U-turn. This has already happened. We already got reports of this exact thing. A few months ago, we learned the FBI redacted Trump's name in the Epstein files. The Bureau's FOIA team, tasked with conducting a final review of the records, blacked out the names before higher-ups said last month that releasing the documents would not be appropriate or warranted. Remember, they have all done a U-turn, as Donald Trump has, quote, the most transparent administration in history. Before explaining the government's rationale for blacking out Trump's name, he shows Donald Trump's name showing up in the little black book with various contacts, one of them including Donald Trump. But what happened next kicked off something wild. As he reports in the March 28th edition, Kash Patel directed FBI agents from New York and the Washington field offices to join the Bureau's FOIA employees at its sprawling Central Records Complex in Winchester, Virginia, and another building a few miles away. They were instructed to search for and review every single Epstein-related document and determine what could be released. That included a mountain of material accumulated by the FBI over nearly two decades, including grand jury testimony, prosecutors' case files, as well as tens of thousands of pages of the Bureau's own investigative files on Epstein. It was a Herculean task that involved as many as 1,000 FBI agents and other personnel pulling all-nighters while poring through more than 100,000 documents. While reviewing the Epstein files, FBI personnel identified numerous references to Donald Trump in the documents. Dozens of other high-profile public figures also appeared. In preparation for potential public release, the documents then went to a unit of FOIA officers who applied redactions in accordance with the 9 name exemptions. The people familiar with the matter said that Trump's name, along with other high-profile individuals, were blacked out because he was a private citizen when the investigation launched. I'm going to leave it there, but just understand the stakes of this vote. It's happening today. Two-thirds of the House needs to sign on. This will happen. Republicans seem to be breaking. Trump seems to be following them rather than the other way around. It then goes to the Senate, where it seems like it should pass, and Trump claims he'll sign it off. But is he signing off an honest version of the documents? We'll continue to cover this. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.